PACE stands for Property Assessed Clean Energy District. Let's say you own a home and you want to put in new energy efficient windows, but you can't afford the thousands of dollars it takes to do it all at once. Well, through a PACE program, you would voluntarily pay a fee on your property taxes that would then get put into a pool with other homeowners, and then a county, Boulder in this case, issues bonds to finance the installation of your new windows, which you pay off eventually. Now, this is not necessarily a new concept. Local governments have been setting up these kinds of special improvement districts for ages. In fact, it's thought that Benjamin Franklin was the first to come up with this idea in 1736 when he set one up to fund the Philadelphia Fire Department. 273 years later, a couple of counties in California and Boulder County, Colorado, did something similar with clean energy and PACE.
For years, the biggest hurdle for families and businesses to go solar has been the upfront cost.
Solar advocates in Boulder, like Neil Lurie, say PACE programs help alleviate that upfront cost for consumers wanting to go green. This is seen as one means of bringing clean energy into the mainstream. But last summer, when the nation was still reeling from the housing crisis, the Federal Housing Finance Administration effectively pulled the plug on PACE programs. The FHFA, which regulates Fannie and Freddie, which in turn happen to back most home mortgages in the country, called PACE programs risky and unproven. They reiterated this argument last month in a filing responding to a California federal judge's ruling. That ruling could force the agency to launch a formal public rulemaking process explaining why Fannie and Freddie can't back PACE loans. The FHFA declined to be interviewed for this story, but court documents contend that the agency already consulted with stakeholders before making its decision. So the FHFA plans to ask the judge for a stay next week while an appeal is pending. Now, much of the controversy over PACE came about at a time when there was a lot of scrutiny over Fannie and Freddie, even more so than today. And remember, this was barely more than a year after the housing crisis and ensuing financial meltdown.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the FHFA regulators, I think, were in a state of panic. And anything that looked new and different, they were scared of. So they reacted, no, we're not going to allow anything new.
This is Boulder County Commissioner Will Tuer, a chief architect of the county's local PACE program. He believes there are few risks associated with PACE loans because, if anything, they add monetary value to a home. And putting a solar panel atop your roof, he argues, actually leads to a public benefit: less energy consumption, less pollution, and then there's the economic side of things.
You know, what we saw were that we had all kinds of local contractors who, during the worst year in history for the construction industry, were hiring people instead of laying people off.
Tuer says this led to about $10 million worth of clean energy improvements to homes and businesses in Boulder County. More than 600 people took part in the program before it stalled out last summer. Some of those people who are now trying to sell their homes have to first pay off the PACE loan. And then there are the hundreds of people who wanted to get into the program.
In the winter, you could just feel the cold air pouring right through them. And then in the summer, the hot air just comes blasting right through them.
That's Lafayette resident David Korn talking about the 20-year-old windows he and his wife wanted to replace in their home. They had planned to use PACE to help finance the $10,000 to $15,000 upfront bill.
It was definitely not something we were going to do on our own, just something that would have been nice through this program. And it was the rates are really low, so the monthly payment would be really something we could afford.
The Korns are bracing for another drafty winter. In the meantime, Boulder County doesn't seem willing to wait for the PACE issue to make its way through the courts. Staffers are drafting up an alternative unsecured clean energy loan program they plan to roll out next year. And then there's Congress. A bill co-sponsored by Colorado Representatives Jared Polis and Ed Perlmutter would bar the federal government from adopting policies that intervene with local PACE programs. The bill was recently introduced and includes 7 other Democrats and 14 Republicans as co-sponsors. Here's Commissioner Will Tuer again.
You know, that kind of bipartisan coalition suggested, you know, it may be one of the only kinds of bills that could actually move forward in this kind of the kind of political climate that we have today.
And that would be seen as a milestone after a rough couple of weeks for the clean energy sector, with the national scandal over the bankruptcy of California solar firm Solyndra, and closer to home, layoffs this week at the National Renewable Energy Lab. Officials there have partly laid blame on the budget impasse in Washington. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.